Warning! What follows is a story of monsters, madness, and mayhem! I am Nick.
And I'm Zach.
Welcome to We're In Fear, a barely educational podcast about global folklore that aims to enlighten, entertain, and expand your world. Tale, perhaps.
Good.
This tale, our tale, takes us to the faraway and exotic town of Churubusco, Indiana.
All
right. Hey, anyone who listened to last week's episode may giggle at that.
Yep.
Now, this was not a little backstory about Churubusco. This was not always the town's name, however. Prior to 1848, the town was actually two towns, Union and Franklin,
okay,
located in the northeast corner of Whitley County. Things that mean a lot. Again, just location, you know.
I mean, if you're from Indiana in these areas and you're listening to this, you're probably like, hey.
Whoa, hello. The towns bordered each other, and when they grew large enough in population for each to qualify for a post office, the Postmaster General was like, you guys are basically at the same town. And like Union and Franklin are already like in use in different parts of the state. So you gotta pick a new name.
Okay.
You're going to become a town and pick a new town name. So scouring for a new name, a new patriotic name, because Union and Franklin are both very patriotic names for a town. A local school teacher named Eliza Rich convinced fellow citizens to use the name Churubusco, taking the name of a town where the United States had recently achieved victory during the Spanish-American War.
Mm.
During the time, it was like, you would have seen it in the newspapers, it would have been on your mind, like it wasn't just a random, it was like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
We kicked ass.
Yeah, because we don't know what that is now.
No. The name was unique. No other town in Indiana had laid claim to it, obviously, which was a huge selling point.
Mm-hmm.
The name itself is derived from what the conquistadors who invaded Mexico called the area of the Temple of Huitzilopochtli.
Yep.
Yeah. The Mexicas and then the Aztec, a god of war, a solar god often associated with hummingbird feathers, and was at constant war with darkness, light and day.
Cool.
Who was given strength by material and human sacrifices.
Gotta love them.
As the Aztecs were known to do. As of 2010, the town had approximately 2,000 people living in it.
Small little guy.
Same kind of small little town there, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's in like 1848 or whatever. Town's established. It's a place.
Yep.
All right. By a railroad, it's like railroad they traffic.
Post office.
Post office. Brings people in because the train's going choo-choo.
Chugga-chugga.
Chugga-chugging along. It's like, hey, there's a stop. And the people can be there.
Yeah.
Now they're here. We're going to settle it.
Good. Hello.
Because this is what we do. But we're going to jump ahead to 1898.
Boom.
To a story about a man and his lake.
His lake?
His lake. He owns this lake.
Good.
Previously, like, the lake, just was for anyone to use, because
not anymore.
Land was just there for everyone, as opposed to people coming in and taking it and making it their own lake.
Sure.
Oscar Folk was at his lake on what was now his land in nearby Allen County. So right, Whitley, Allen, towns.
Right.
It's there.
Go there.
He told everyone he saw a giant turtle in his lake.
Cool.
And like when I say giant, I mean like big ass giant. Like this is a giant alligator snapping turtle, perhaps?
Like, okay.
Yeah. Like big. What would you, when I say big ass, like what size would you say based on nothing, obviously I'm going to tell you the size of this turtle.
I mean, just knowing what we talk about, as soon as you said large, I immediately assumed like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle size.
Oh, yeah.
So then when you said big ass, I'm like, oh, like an island-sized turtle?
But... island-sized turtle is a little large.
Yeah.
But if you threw things around like the size of a car, you might not be wrong. Like a small car. But anyways, this thing was allegedly huge, according to Oscar Folk. But it was his lake on his land, and only he had seen this turtle.
My turtle.
So he's like going around town. He's like, again, imagine you're like at a bar, and this guy's like, hey, man, I saw this big-ass turtle on my lake. You're like, okay, cool. It's like, all right.
Cool.
And he's like, no, it was like real big, though. Like, it's like, he's like making gestures, like his arms. He's like, it was like this big. And sure, they're like, bud. All right, man.
Yeah.
Have you been drinking today? Well, it's 1898. Yes.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Me too.
So like, great. I've only had enough beers to listen to your story, but I haven't had enough to give a shit about your giant turtle.
We're not going hunting it yet.
No, we are not yet. Definitely not yet. Or at all. Who says anyone's going to hunt this turtle? Why would you even think no one's going to hunt? We're not going to... No, it's...
Let's get a few more drinks.
Yeah, let's keep... Yeah, yep. So his exorbitant tale about his exorbitant-sized turtle quickly subsided from public consciousness. So, like, one and done. Doesn't matter. Maybe it was a buzz town for, like, a week, a couple days, or whoever, you know, like...
Kind of like back when we had a... Chicago, we had the Chance alligator. The
snapper.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly like that.
Mm-hmm. It's here and there, and then it's gone.
Think about that a lot. Yep. Yeah, I mean, for, yeah, right. Well, maybe, yeah. You keep that in mind. So, I mean, again, how long is one man's story about his giant turtle supposed to stay relevant? About maybe a couple days. That's over.
Week at most.
Yeah, that's the best you got.
Yeah.
Hey, you remember 7 months ago, for a couple days, I saw his giant turtle? No, man. What else has happened in your life?
Nobody else cares about the giant turtle anymore.
Yeah, man. Oscar, let it go. It's done. Have you seen it lately? Well, no. Okay, then. Now, another time jump. Let's jump to 1948.
Good.
Now, 7-acre Folk Lake, because again, it eventually took on Oscar Folk's name.
Mm-hmm.
Folk Lake.
Well, he owned it.
He did. Doesn't anymore, though. Was owned by farmer Gail Harris. Now, it's a big lake. Again, 7 to 10 acres is kind of what I've seen. How, you know,
it's a big lake.
Yeah, decent. It's good size. Decent. Now, he let people start to fish in his lake. Like, hey, come on down. Let's go casting.
Yeah.
Let's catch a whopper of a fish, not the sandwich.
Yep.
That's making sure.
Yep.
Yeah, anyone listening who wasn't sure, it's like, are they trying to catch a sandwich? No. We're not doing that. Now, Charlie Olson and Aura Blue.
I'm going to be honest. I don't like that you called a burger a sandwich.
What should it be? It's a sandwich. It's... Yeah, with burgers, a set, like a square is a rectangle.
I know, but everybody knows it's a burger.
Yeah. But like...
Don't say it again.
is a Whopper really that good to be considered a burger even? That's why I chose sandwich. Like, it's fine. I mean, it's flame broiled.
I don't know. A sandwich seems fancier than a burger to me. Like,
oh, does it really?
I don't know. I guess.
I thought sandwiches. Like
you're thinking that's derogatory.
I was. Yeah, I was. It was like a dig.
I feel like that's elevating.
That's not a burger. That's not a burger. That's just a fucking sandwich. Where a sandwich can just be like meat on a bun. Burger, you gotta cook it. That's it. That's all you get. Like, you know, it's not like lunch meat. You know what I mean? But like.
Yeah.
A burger's like, I'm cooking.
Sure.
That's how it goes.
All right. Well,
right?
We're going to get lost here. We should probably press on.
Nah, it's fine. That's all right. That's all good. So yeah, Charlie Olson and Aura Blue were two such guests. And what they witnessed in those waters shocked them. But considering things I've already mentioned, you may know where this is going. Quote, "We saw the big waves are rolling. And up came that turtle. I saw that big head sticking up and the waves going away like it was a submarine." Now,
or a sandwich.
Or a sandwich. That sandwich is making this water go crazy.
Yeah. Sub sandwich.
All right, guys. You didn't catch that, right? Stay spooky. All right, guys.
Submarine sandwich.
No, that's what I mean. Yeah. It's peaked. It's yeah, great.
It's yeah, let's go home. Yeah, all right. Summer. We'll see you.
Yeah, yeah. All right, guys. Take care. All right. Stay safe. Stay spooky. It's just like...
All right.
It's beautiful. The duo. Yeah, boom. The duo claimed the turtle was upwards of 500 pounds.
It's a big turtle.
Very big turtle. And spiky. His shell. Turtles have those.
Yeah.
Like if a turtle was a sandwich, the shell would be its bun.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think of what toka and rays are.
Yeah, basically toka.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They haven't established its anthropomorphic qualities.
All right, we'll get
to
that.
So it's a we'll get to that. And then I think the turtle had like a nunchuck in its mouth. As it's weird. Was that a sword? No. That's just having a laugh. This turtle did not have weapons.
Okay.
Yet. What? Now the spikes were like, that's going to be like a definitive characteristic. And of course the size of like an alligator snapping turtle. Because those things are girthy.
They are big.
And they say it was like 6 feet wide.
Oh. I don't think they're normally that big.
No, this turtle is unusual.
Yeah.
So we're just going to have a little go at, let's just talk about like an alligator snapping turtle. If you're, of course, listening to the podcast, you can Google alligator snapping turtle.
I might too.
You should, because they're fucking awesome. They look badass.
I don't know. I've had them lay eggs in my property, but I don't know if it's an alligator.
Yeah, there's traditional snapping turtles, but the alligator ones are like nasty. Because like a normal snapping turtle... Like, its shell gets less spiky.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah, these are way bigger and meaner looking.
Its shell gets less spiky as it's older, but, like, an alligator snapping turtle's like, nah, man, I'm here.
Yeah.
You want to know, like, what a turtle looks like if it survives hell?
Ooh!
Here I am.
Weight record, 249 pounds.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Holy hell.
Yeah, right? And you can see a large neck, large head.
Oh, yeah, they're...
Real girthy.
They're big.
It's, the Wikipedia quote says... A primitive appearance reminiscent of some plated dinosaurs.
Yep.
Like an ankylosaurus.
Yep.
And that'll do. And again, it's got the three distinct rows of spikes on its back.
Mm-hmm.
The plates are raised. Again.
This one's the size of the cooler it's sitting on.
Yeah. Sometimes they have like yellow patterns around its eyes. It'll also have, a little wiggler. That's what I'm going to call it. It's a technical term. I looked it up. It's got a little wiggler in his mouth.
No, I remember seeing that at
the aquarium, right?
At the library.
Library, yes.
At like the reptile show.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
To lure things in, it snaps you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also kind of got like star shaped arrangements around its fleshy, like weird eyelash type things. Now I'm going to read this direct quote from Wikipedia because I just liked it. Quote from the Wikipedia's. This turtle must be handled with extreme care and considered potentially dangerous. This species can bite through the handle of a broom, and rare cases have been reported in which human fingers have been cleanly bitten off by the species.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, look at it.
Yeah.
It's going to get you. No human deaths have been reported to have been caused by the alligator snapping turtle. Now, I went on a deep dive, and by deep dive, I mean I'm just looking at turtle videos. There's like one video which... if you dig for it, you can find it. But, like, people are, like, feeding, like, an actual, like, alligator. And mm-hmm. then, like just, it's a high deck, like, on, like, a bar or something. And then, like, you can see this turtle that comes up. And it's, like, almost, it's, like, half the size of the alligator. It's massive. Like, it bites out of the alligator's tail, and the alligator, like, nopes out. It's like, I'm out.
Hmm.
And the turtle just, like, hangs out, and it's like, I'm here to eat all the food, humans.
Yeah.
It's a scary guy.
It's built like a tank.
It literally is a water tank. Now... No one truly knows how long they can live in the wild, but estimates are like 200 years. But how do you know?
It's like the same thing with sea turtles.
Turtles live long. Land turtles live long. Yeah. Yeah. The depressing part is that like in captivity, it's like 70 years. It's like, just let the guy go.
Mm-hmm.
But so it's hard to say how truly ancient like these snapping turtles could be.
Mm-hmm.
Which brings us back to Falk Lake. Gail Harris, again, he owns the lake net these days, those days, didn't believe the two fishermen's stories until he himself spotted the creature the following So it's 48, and then it goes the following March of 49. He saw this thing. And much like Mr. Folk earlier, he couldn't stop telling people about it. It blew his mind.
I forgot that was full. I thought it was
surprise.
The old one.
Yeah, surprise. So unfortunately, his audience was as doubtful as he initially was at the concept of a turtle as big as a dining room table.
Yeah, it's a big turtle.
It's a big turtle living in his lake. But of course, now he saw it. He's all in. He's telling people about it. They're like, I don't know, man. He's like, no, you don't understand. You don't get it. Mm-hmm. And they're like, well, how? They're like, well, how the heck could you even make me understand? So he knew the only way to prove that the turtle was real and existed was to, what do you think?
Find it. Hunt it.
Hunt it. Now, Gale Harris had initially saw the turtle from his barn roof. So like, if you're just like on a what? Barn, you look over, you see it, like, that's a big turtle.
Yeah.
And he quickly gave chase with his friend Reverend Orville Reese in a rowboat. So they're working on the roof, they jump in a boat, get to the turtle.
Yep.
So they both spotted the turtle, like they went over it with the rowboat.
What are you going to do when you get to a 6-foot turtle?
I don't think
it's got to weigh a ton.
I don't think they're thinking that far.
Literally.
Literally. Like, right, not wrong. I don't think they're thinking that far ahead. So they're in this boat, and one guy is looking over there. He's like, I see this turtle. And the other guy looks to their side, like, no, I see this turtle. Mm-hmm. No, the turtle's over here. Nah, man, he's over here. Of course, they piece it together, like, oh, it's just one giant turtle. We're seeing the same turtle.
Yeah.
They again think it was about 6 feet wide and 500 pounds. As we stressed earlier, it's a big turtle.
Yeah.
So as they spread the story and again decided to go on and catch it, again, Gale was continuing to tell anyone he could. And he was telling everybody that he was going to catch it.
All you, about it.
Anything we've discussed in this podcast previously, if someone says they're going to go catch something, do you think that would draw anyone else's attention? Maybe?
Just, you know, everyone near them.
Literally. Anyone. A good way to catch like masses of people is to be like, I'm going to catch something.
Mm-hmm.
You want to come? From a Pines Barren Institute article, quote, Harris built the trap. This was, there may or may not be a couple attempts to catch this turtle.
What year are we in right now?
We are in 1949.
Still?
Okay. 49. 49. Yep. Quote, Harris built the trap consisting of multiple wooden stakes. My first instance was like, it's not a vampire. Multiple wooden stakes, rolls of chicken wire, and raw bait. Creating a funnel type of effect, the trap would force the turtle into a small designated area and keep it contained in a little more than 10 feet of water. So like okay. Trying yeah. to get it to shore.
Right.
So like I stressed earlier, do you think anybody cared about the turtle now?
Well, everybody wants to catch it now.
Crowds gathered and waited for the turtle to appear. And lo and behold, it did. With the crowd aghast, photographers and filmographers began snapping, pun intended, or recording whatever pictures they could. Now, regrettably, the chicken cage wire wasn't durable enough to hold...
To hold a 500-pound turtle?
not the strongest metal you want to be using. It's not gonna
Who could have seen that coming?
I don't know, man. Everybody, basically, you'd think.
This is supposed to hold chickens.
Well... What if, like...
What if it's like a... half-ton turtle. Yeah, it might work.
Close enough.
Let's try right? it.
Yeah. So, of course, the turtle escaped and it shredded the structure that it was in. Because...
I'm also doubting that it's only 500 pounds. Obviously. It's 6 feet, by the way.
I mean, 6 feet wide, 500 pounds. How deep is out, stretched out the turtle? I mean, I don't know, man. It's not a bad doubt to have.
Not a turtle doctor. But
not a turtle doctor. But, I mentioned, like, people taking pictures were there.
Yeah.
And, like, filmographers.
We got any cell phone pics?
No cell phone pics. There, I believe this, a lot of the photos and stuff, when I looked, I couldn't really see any. I don't think a lot were, like, great. You know what I mean? I mean, if you wanted to Google to try and look, but, I mean, we can get to that point. But the point is, like, people there did take pictures, and then, of course, the entire town became in on the fervor. Wilson, Blue, and Harris, again, began talking to, you can imagine, with photographers, come reporters, and they told them, and the story transcended local gossip into national news. And then just like J. Jonah Jameson naming New York's newest superhero or villain, papers need to give the turtle a name. They're in Cherubusco. They chose to name him the Beast of Busco.
Not bad.
Or, for an even more anthropomorphizing touch, they gave him a different name.
Okay.
They named him Oscar the Turtle.
Oh. All
right. Named after Oscar Folk, previous owner of the lake.
Mm-hmm. He's a were-turtle.
He became the turtle. Oh my god.
Yeah.
What if you could just become an alligator snapping turtle? If you're not around water, you'd probably be moving pretty slow.
Yeah, you could but fuck you're still shit a up. Tank.
You could fuck shit up, right? So Oscar was becoming a pretty popular guy, and everybody wanted a piece of him. The crowds that descended upon the farm were upwards of 200, depending on the day, and the methods of catching Oscar were plentiful. From the Michigan Quarterly Review, quote, wholly unprepared for such an influx, the Cherubusco Community Club met in special session to formulate a plan. They began by launching the Turtle Committee.
I like that.
Me too. Whose job it was to oversee the safe capture of Cherubusco's most famous resident. Now, not quite supernatural, because again, turtles do exist.
It's true.
But he's a large turtle.
Very large turtle.
But the effects of a mess were still in full force.
Mm-hmm.
With many onlookers utilizing their nights, shining flashlights, you know, trying to see anything of the beast. You can imagine people hanging out on the beach, perhaps getting drunk.
Oh, definitely.
Shining a flashlight.
Indiana in the 40s, oh my 50s. God. Where are we at? 49 still?
Yeah, 49, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Yeah. How many people do you think were shooting at the turtle?
A handful.
Yeah. Nothing I found said they were, but we can use our imagination.
Yeah.
I mean, Daryl, put the gun down. Thought I saw a turtle.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that. Now, after taking these, you know, attempts from different articles, kind of like how you talked in your last episode about different anecdotes or things that happened to people or what order did things maybe happen.
Yeah.
Perhaps these aren't, I'm not going to tell you these attempts in chronological order, but you can get an idea of these things were happening though.
Right.
All right. So it might not be the exact order of these set attempts to capture our good buddy Oscar. When looking for signs above the water didn't work against shining flashlights, just kind of scanning the area, they made a makeshift periscope to hunt for Oscar.
Interesting.
But the water was too dark and the contraption...
I was going to say, that sounds like it would not work at all.
No. And also, a few things stressed that the contraption, however it was made, I just imagine like a rusty pipe, because like as Harris was looking through it, it like fucked up his eye. So I don't know, like, what it was made out of. Like, it hurt him. It's just like it hurt his eye.
What?
Like his, so I imagine some guy, like, looking and just, like cranking away at some metal pipe on his eye.
Yeah.
And, like, what kind of periscope or mirror was down there? Because, like, or was it just, like, a pipe looking in the water? None of that's going to...
It's somebody's pink eye fart pillow or something.
Basically. Like, he's like, oh, my eye. I'm infected.
Yeah. Use this. It'll cushion the rusty right? pipe.
Like, what? Whose rotten jockstrap was wrapped around the edge of this pipe? He's just like... It's got to be soft.
My eye's burning.
Oh, that sucks. How do I get rid of this? Here, let me pour some alcohol in. My eye! Killed the germs. And my eye.
What do you need it for?
Yeah. Fine. I'm just saying because alcohol's all around. So I got to clean it out. Yeah. Now, Harris and the Turtle, which could be the name of like a children's book. Harris and the Turtle.
Yeah.
These guys are shooting in the water getting drunk. Harris and the Turtle. Harris and the Turtle. That's hilarious because what it should say that I wrote myself, Harris had the turtle. Because it's Harris and the turtle called. No, Harris and the turtle didn't call anybody. Harris
had the turtle.
And he had called in. Even that doesn't make sense. Who gives a shit? He called in a diver from Fort Wayne, Indiana named Woodrow Rigsby.
Oh.
Or Rigby. So,
Thought we were going to have a president making a... appearance went the way you started saying that.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, he Woodrow Wilson showed up. Yeah. His corpse, he's probably dead by then.
Yeah.
Where Probably. Oh, yeah. I would say he's gone. He done. So they called him this diver, and they got this, like, scuba diving suit. Again, 1940s scuba diving suit.
The real intense type stuff.
Basically. And it was so intense, like, he got in the water, then, like, he immediately had to come up because there's, like, water creeping in the helmet. So imagine, like, submersing yourself, and all of a sudden it's, like, all right, we're done.
Yeah.
So after a couple days.
Try it again.
Yeah, well, they fixed. He was like, I'm out then. He's like, I'm done. I give up. I'm not dealing with this. I'm assuming, like, that experience was a little more traumatic for him than, like, it seems. Like, oh, the helmet just started leaking. Boosh! You start to sink. Glug, 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 glug.
Well, no, yeah. If your time helmet starts leaking when you're underwater and you don't know if they're going to pull you up or not.
Yeah, it's time to go.
Probably a little, yeah.
A little risky. Yeah, so after fixing the helmet, a few days later, another diver was talked into submerging himself to find Oscar. But this search also had to be called off, but he made a good run. It was like 2 hours. He's in the water, kind of messing around. But because the diver was at the bottom of the water's base, he started to sink into the mud, like, up to his chest.
That's not good.
So he basically was about to be submerged in the mud. And
yeah, it's a hard pass.
Yeah, so he got out of there real quick, and then, you know, once that started to happen. So that didn't work either. But Harris's obsession was starting to grow even more. It grew to the point where he said, quote, well, he said he was going to, quote, borrow a diving suit and go after it himself.
Yeah, get after it.
He didn't do that, though. They called in professional turtle trappers from Tennessee. Again, like a chance the snapper situation.
Yeah.
They had no dice, no luck. Wasn't right. Working. So with these methods failing, Harris had to think outside the box. If nets kept ripping, because again, they kept trying to make nets, they were scraping against the bottom, they were being torn up. And scuba diving also not working, which I don't know how you're going to catch. Like, did you expect to, like, grab a turtle that's 6 feet wide and 500 pounds, maybe?
Especially in 1949, I don't know what you're doing because you don't have a camera down there.
No.
Not a good one if there is any waterproof camera at that point.
No.
Like,
right.
You're just going to be like, oh, yeah, I saw it.
He's down there, which is just like the same thing as, like, I saw it from my barn roof.
Right.
Oh, yeah? What's your proof?
Prove it. Well, I stuck my hand in its mouth.
Yeah.
I got a stub.
Yeah. He's got my hand.
Yeah, no. Like, yeah. I don't know. I don't know what you're trying to do.
Try and shoot up to the surface. Maybe, like, hey, get out of here.
Yeah.
Get up.
Follow me, buddy. Go. Let's go.
Hey, come here. Dangle some treats in front of it. Turtle treats.
Yeah. Here, I got a turtle treat for you.
Whatever the fuck that is.
I used to have a pet turtle. It had treats.
Yeah. Like, specific, like, treats?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I don't remember what they were.
That's all right. Yeah, my turtle just eats. He gets girthy pellets these days. He's a big boy. But again, if nets kept ripping and tearing, scuba diving doesn't work. You know, how else were you supposed to get the attention of a 500-pound reptile? Maybe they needed to appeal more to its reptile brain.
Make the water cold?
What would that mean? That's a thought.
Get it out of the water because it's warmer outside.
It's a thought. They went in a different direction at this point.
Okay.
Again, appealing to its reptile brain. Its inner urges. Its inner desires.
Run the government?
They released a 200-pound female sea turtle into the lake.
What? My idea was better.
Presumably hoping that it would draw Oscar out so he could, you know, try to fuck it.
Bang it?
Yeah. They're trying to get this turtle to bang another turtle.
I could be wrong, but I don't see an alligator swimming turtle swimming fast enough to keep up with a sea turtle.
Also, imagine a sea turtle thrown into a lake in Indiana.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure they need salt water.
Probably is that great, right? And it's 200 pounds, so that's like a big turtle, too.
Yeah. Welcome to Indiana.
Again, another...
You want a Bush Light? Get in the water. You're going to get...
Yeah, we got a Hoosier turtle in here that might want to have sex with you.
Mm-hmm.
This coastal elite turtle coming in to the flyover states.
Uh-huh.
To get banged by this nasty, sharp... edgy alligator snapping turtle.
It's a bad idea.
I mean, not the best idea to come out of the turtle committee. You know what I mean? Like, what if we get it to have sex with something? Okay. Well, Oscar is no sucker. Or maybe he's just like, you know, maybe he's not even a he at all, but or maybe he's just not into that. They have no idea. They have no idea. They just assume it's a male turtle that's gonna fuck a turtle of a different species. Anyways,
that turtle died.
They pulled it out. They got it out.
Oh, okay.
They let it swim around for a little bit. It was in there for a while, I think. Maybe a couple days. I want to say. I'm surprised I didn't write that down. But the point is, it wasn't just like in and out. It was like, get in there. Swim. And they're like, oh, that's not working. And then I also picture like, okay, so like you're looking for a giant turtle. You just threw it in there. So I'm going to be like, there's a giant turtle. Oh, it's different.
Yeah, oh, it's a different giant turtle. Oh,
it's not the same. Okay. But again, eventually they removed the girl turtle after she didn't summon Oscar and didn't get them all worked up. Again, we're under the impression that Oscar's a he based on nothing.
Right.
But anyways. Then, okay. So they tried something else. I don't know, you tell me if this sounds invasive or not. They dragged the leg with a crane and a bunch of hooks to see if they would get him.
Sounds unnecessary.
A little excessive?
Yeah.
I mean, if I was a turtle, that would probably seem pretty scary to me.
Right.
But like, nada, nothing. Didn't get him. I mean, what else could we possibly use? What else could we possibly try to get Oscar?
Dynamite.
Interesting.
Did they go that far? Uh-oh.
I don't know. From Pine Barren Institute article, quote, the overall tone of the hunts changed, and it no longer mattered if Oscar was alive or dead.
Oh, yep.
All that mattered was that he was real.
Good.
So, yeah, what if we just blow up the lake? Let's just blow it up. Using dynamite to perhaps scare Oscar to the surface?
It's like I've heard some of these stories before.
It's almost like they all play out in a very similar manner. Uh-huh. There's a very clear pattern.
Uh-huh.
Whether it's like a supernatural beast they're trying to catch, or it's something that may in fact just be a large species that does exist.
Let's blow it up.
Well, so they were ripping and raging. That didn't... Oscar's remains or himself as alive didn't come to the surface. That was also a flop. Didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, started doing this kind of in March. By September, Harris was at his wit's end and did the only thing left to do. If the water was too deep and dirty to see Oscar, and again, he's got a periscope giving him pink eye, what would you have to do to eliminate that deep and dirty situation?
Filter the water?
Got to drain that lake.
Oh, we're just going to go that far.
We're just going to make it not be a lake anymore.
Yep.
So that's right. He decided to drain the lake. Now this...
Who's funding this?
Oh, him. Partially, yeah, that's a problem. Spending money.
Isn't that a waste of...
He's losing money. He's not doing well. This is going very poorly. Because, like, I have one article talked about the Turtle Committee, but, like, when it comes to, like, funding these things, it seems like a lot of the money is just coming from him because it's his property.
But at what point do you just... As a fiscal decision, if this is my property,
yes,
I'm just going to put up a sign that says, home of Oscar.
Right.
and just call it a day. I'm not going to try to prove it. No. I'm just going to be like, yeah, let your... Go wild.
Yeah, have fun.
Yeah. Right? Look for him. It'll be great.
So as things kept looking more dire for the turtle hunting situation, less people were coming. You know what I mean? Like, it was a big crowd.
Put up a sign.
People were coming.
Don't drain the lake. Put up a sign.
Yeah. Home of Oscar the Turtle.
That's not what he does, though.
No. The crowds come. But because the crowds came back when they found out, like, you know, it's still, you know, word of mouth. It's still talk of the town and probably some national coverage, too.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna drain the lake. He's gonna drain the what? I gotta fucking see this.
7-acre lake.
Gotta drain it.
It's a lot of water.
It is a lot of water. He's gonna pump it into like some drainage ditch. I mean, it's a mess. Like an actual, like, not just like a monster excitement stupidity syndrome mess. Yeah. Uh-huh. It's a disaster. It's a mess.
Yep.
We're mucking things up. But because all the people are coming, he decides to charge them this time.
Of course.
But I mean, again, maybe we should have been doing this from the beginning if you want to make a couple bucks to, again, fund your turtle hunting quest. So he used the funds, again, to help fund. He buys a pump to drain the lake into a nearby drainage ditch. But at some point, his pump broke. Again,
yeah, because it's a 10-acre lake. Made to drain.
No!
50 million gallons of water.
No. And it's sucking up, like, mud and shit as opposed to just the water, because again, it's a lake. With only an acre of water left in the 7 to 10 acre lake, there was no sign of Oscar anywhere. Nothing.
Yeah, because he left when you guys started throwing dynamite in there.
Perhaps Oscar makes one last appearance. Now, part of this gets a little weird.
I hope he's in the ocean with that sea turtle.
He's like, I found you, Deborah. I'm here for you. Yeah, they were like, you know, that was like too strong of a situation. They felt trapped. And he's like, I'll come find you. I'll come visit you. But, so then this was like, again, as far as like how things happened, it seemed like Oscar was like trapped because there's only like so much water left. But then like allegedly Oscar arose from what remained of the water and ate an entire duck in one chomp.
Yeah.
Now, this is where things get weird, because you'd think anyone who saw this, that would be proof enough that Oscar in fact existed. Right? So this apparently wasn't good enough, because we're not done. We still have to prove that he exists. I don't know what kind of obsession or fucked up shit we're into right now. But if you see a turtle eat a duck, I'd be like, all right. But perhaps, like, again, maybe the people there took that story away. It didn't get captured on camera. And then no one even believed that. So then he was like, gosh darn it, I need that turtle.
Yeah.
I need him.
He's like, what's his face from Spider-Man?
Yeah, J. Jonah Jameson,
yeah,
right?
Like,
give me pictures of that turtle!
Yeah.
Right. I need Oscar. He's a menace to society.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, maybe his, perhaps his true size was in dispute, or kind of how we just discussed. I mean, how ravenous was this crowd? Or more importantly, how focused had Harris become?
Too focused.
After all, Gale Harris had set out to prove he wasn't insane by catching the giant turtle. That was one of the articles.
He's proven himself insane in a different way, though.
Correct. But now his finances were ruined, and his status in the community, he was like a, you know, God-fearing man. He had like a high, he was like a guy people liked and cared about.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that starts to kind of go down because he's becoming Crazy Turtle Man. So his status in the community was diminished. Was his hunt to prove his sanity an ironic, self-fulfilling prophecy of his inherent madness? I would say yes.
Yes. Yeah, literally Captain exactly like that.
Captain Ahab shit. Literally just determined.
Yeah.
Well, don't know if this has anything to do with his mental state, his physical condition, his finances, but by September, Gale got sick. He fell ill with appendicitis and then, you know, had that taken out. And then while recovering in his hospital bed, he decided that his grand turtle expeditions should probably come to an end.
I like to think that after his surgery, he was recovering and he had like a visitation by Oscar.
He came by.
And he's like, man, dude, you gotta stop looking for me.
He brings like flowers and a card. Mm-hmm. He's like, hey man, get well soon, but this has to end.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to live my life, and look what it's doing to you.
Yeah. Look at the toll it's taken on you trying to find me. And here I am. No one's going to believe you that I came.
You just gotta take it to your own heart that I exist, and this will be our moment. And just move on with your life.
And did he?
Quote, when I came out of the hospital, I said, that was it. Another part of his quote. When I laid up there on the verge of death, that's when I made up my mind that this thing was going to stop.
Good.
Yeah. Now, driven into debt from getting sick, because again, this is America in the 1940s, and, you know, hunting a turtle, Gale Harris was forced to sell his farm. Huh. So that's kind of, that was the end of that. But while the hunt for Oscar came to a close, the infatuation with him did not. Now, Gale's moved on, but town hasn't. Rain soon refilled the muddy lake. So we're back to normal levels.
That's there we go.
Fine, yeah. And people were left to wonder, was Oscar still in there? Hiding? Was he still alive? And, like, over the months, like, they say, like, 3,000 plus people had come over the course of, you know, again, the months. Again, during the summer, too, just go hang out by the lake. You're welcome on his property. Mm-hmm. Make a dinner of it. You know, maybe have a sandwich or two.
Some picnics.
Yeah, picnic. Have a burger or a sandwich.
Yeah.
Have a few Whoppers, you know.
Yeah.
Bring something down.
Mm-hmm. Maybe or a catch submarine sandwich.
Submarine sandwiches, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully catch a side of the turtle. But again, all that activity had made Oscar infamous, despite his elusive mannerisms, despite people like not seeing him
in their minds,
in their mind's eye.
Yeah.
They got an infatuation with this turtle. They're all about him. And again, the town was not going to let him go. So Cherubusco chose to embrace their unofficial name of their town, which is now, well, again, still Cherubusco. But the place can also be referred to as Turtle Town.
All right.
And every June, we had just missed it, because it happens every year since 1950, they host Turtle Days.
I like that.
Me too. That got me excited. A celebration of Oscar and the joy and community his appearance brought to all who obsessed over him in that fateful year of 1949. The town is covered with all things turtle. If you want a good analogy, you already know the one. If you're familiar with Rhinelander and the Hodag, Oscar is that for Cherubusco. Turtles everywhere. There's turtle statues. Everything's like businesses covered in turtles. Cute cartoon drawings of just like a turtle. They don't look as like ferocious as like an alligator snapping turtle should be, because I would love to have like a statue as scary as like the Mothman statue in Point Pleasant.
Of just like an ankylosaurus-sized
turtle. Right. Turtle. Like basically a statue of Toka from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Yeah. Just standing there with like even like a spear in his hand or something, or like a hook, just because that's what they're using to come after him. Or like with chicken wire. Stick of
dynamite.
Stick of dynamite. Yeah. He's got like a scar in his eye because he's been through shit. So again, though, what happened to Oscar? The town embraced him. Turtle Days is a thing. There's turtle races. There's a bunch of festival things. You know, imagine some towns have festivals about corn.
Other towns some do.
Have festivals about turtles.
Yeah.
So what happened to Oscar? Some people think he's still there.
I mean, he could be. Turtles, like you said.
Uh-huh. That's the optimistic view.
Yeah.
Some believe...
he got blown up by a piece of dynamite.
Some also do believe he was he exploded. They do think that he's done. They obliterated him. Some believe he escaped in underground and underwater tunnels.
Okay.
They also believe that all the fuckery with the lake maybe led to his death.
Yep. Maybe. You know,
either like burying him in the mud.
Yeah, they deal with that normally though.
They could. But some people also, well, the mud would have, if that would have happened, it would have suffocated him. And the reason why is because he could have also maybe drowned or starved as the water levels lessened. And he basically, because he perhaps was so heavy, he wasn't able to move, like, well under his weight in the mud. Like, it wasn't, he's used to being graceful in the water.
Yeah.
But if, like, you're stuck in the mud trying to crawl around, it's not going to cut it, perhaps. So he could be just... a corpse. Somebody might dig up a
giant turtle at some point
and just be like, this thing was the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Humans in the future will dig it up and they'll be like, what, who, like, or a different species rules the earth because we've wiped ourselves out, which, you know, doesn't seem it's you know, anyways, but so whatever is here digs up this, like, this thing is giant in the middle of like this Midwest state. Was it king? Was it an overlord?
I don't know. Called Turtle Town.
It's called all the remnants of these broken buildings and just turtle and statues. They worshipped him. He was a god. This thing was a god. Which is interesting because the town, of course, was named after Aztec gods.
Mm-hmm.
So then do they give sacrifices to Oscar?
Huh.
What if people sacrificed people by throwing them in the lake?
That'd be cool.
Tie like rocks to their feet and be like, this is for you, Oscar.
It's all for you, Oscar.
Gotta satiate. Why? That was someone being drowned. Why are you doing this to me? You know why.
You know why.
They'd be volunteering.
Get in there.
Right? All right. This is just a random comment I found on a random thing. It's from posting in 2015. A sighting of the turtle. Of Oscar. I saw the turtle when I was a young boy, fishing with friends at Felger's Peat Moss Pit. It was about the size of a Volkswagen Beetle.
Damn.
Yeah, it's a big turtle. My friends who were in the boat never saw it. I forgot all about the turtle when I hooked into a largemouth bass a few minutes later that was just an ounce and a half shy of the state record. The fish was as long as I was tall. I was a fifth grader at the time. So let's just imagine a lake where there's giant fish and a giant turtle, and it's just a whole bunch of mutated things.
Yeah.
But that is the story of Oscar the Turtle, the Beast of Busco, which I stumbled upon because the name Beast of Busco is incredible.
It's a good name.
And then I was like, oh, this is just a turtle madness in Indiana. And there's a festival that is attendable every June.
I mean, it's
like June 15th. It's a cryptid. Yeah, exactly.
An undiscovered animal.
And of all the things that get talked about, it's just a giant alligator snapping turtle, which theoretically is not hard to believe. One just made it that long.
Right.
And it just got to be that big, and then you notice it a couple times, and for all we know, it's still there.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, yeah, that story of Oscar the Turtle, the Beast of Busco. What a guy.
Yeah, and we've talked about it in a previous episode. I don't remember which one. I think it might have been one where I did cryptids that turned out to be real. And I don't know
whether I was thinking about that one, yeah.
And it was the Vietnamese turtle that was massive. It's like a 6-foot turtle that people said didn't exist for decades. And then there it was.
Right there.
Boom.
Good enough. Right? Yeah. That literally was on my mind this entire time. And I was thinking about, I didn't do it because I just didn't think about it. Didn't want to, but like, you know, turtle gods, or how old is this turtle? Was it worshipped by anybody at any point?
Yeah.
Who had seen it, like the Vietnamese giant turtle that nobody thought was really real until...
Until it was.
Like, well, hot dog, there it is.
Yep.
But yeah. Oscar the Turtle.
That's cool.
Debating whether to call the episode, what would get more listens? The Beast of Busco or Oscar the Turtle?
The Beast of Busco.
I know, but it's funny to think about just Oscar the Turtle.
Yeah. Yep.
But yeah. So, I mean, if anybody's seen Oscar the Turtle, if you think he still exists, if you are Oscar the Turtle roaming the earth, if you've found a canister of green ooze and are fighting crime in central Indiana, let us know.
Yep. Please do.
I'm sure you've got a phone or a Twitter. Just reach out.
Nobody believes I'm a turtle.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just... I mean, if you see a bulky guy in a trench coat and a top hat, maybe be like, hey, man, are you a turtle? It's a question to ask.
Never know until you ask.
You never know if someone's a turtle until you ask. Hey, man, you turtle? But yeah, weirdandfearedpodcast@gmail.com. We post things on the Instagram. That's where we're at a lot of the time. You can leave us a voice message if you're a turtle at anchor.fm/weirdandfeared. You can support us on the patreon.com/weirdandfeared, where we keep talking on Behind the Veil, the bonus content podcast. And, you know, we get more subscribers on that Patreon. We can maybe do some bust out some Discord we're thinking about doing, join the conversation. Because Behind the Veil lets you listen to, like, our after podcast conversations. The Discord could get you in on some talk.
Yes.
Suggest some things for us to listen to. We're always a fan of that. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
And other things could be coming too. And always leave those reviews, just because, I mean, it's nothing really. And it helps. You know what
I mean?
It
takes a minute for you. Helps us a lot.
So. Yeah. But yeah, all those things, guys. Just be safe. Be nice to turtles. And stay spooky.
Yeah, stay spooky.